Welcome back. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but joined by Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We've been discussing Wisconsin Elections Commission, their first meeting last night since last Friday's Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling saying that since absentee ballot drop boxes aren't specifically outlined in state law, they're not allowed to be used going forward. A lot of people say that they're illegal. I mean, it's not... I wouldn't say illegal. I would just say they're not outlines, and the Wisconsin legislature could make them legal tomorrow. They could come into session and say, hey, like Robin Voss, he endorsed them before the 2020 election in the fall. He said, hey, use them. Once the Wisconsin Elections Commission gave that guidance to local clerks, more than 1,800 local clerks around the state, Robin Voss encouraged people to drop off their absentee ballots in a drop box. He didn't have a problem with it then. It wasn't until after the 2020 election when Republicans down ballot won a ton more votes. But Donald Trump didn't. Republicans chose not to reelect Donald Trump. And since that, they can't actually have that honest conversation in their party. The rest of Wisconsin has to suffer with the fact that they're making it more difficult to vote by removing absentee ballot drop boxes. They're spending more than $1 million trying to quote unquote review the 2020 election to find the widespread fraud that's being alleged to be out there for the reason why Trump lost. The reason he lost is because Republicans didn't want to reelect him. It's 100% what it was. And anybody telling you anything different is lying to you. It's that simple. But Wisconsin election workers are facing problems. And we discussed what Madison City officials want to do is make the penalties stiffer for people that receive disorderly conduct violations, citations for disorderly conduct against an elections official. Going to increase it. Starting fine is just under $700. Max fine, $1,000. And it's an interesting proposal. I think, like Mark from the SAC said, maybe we want to see something like that go statewide. But to have statewide like that, we would need the Wisconsin legislature to act, or I don't think it's a sustainable model to go city by city, county by county to do it. We would need something to say, hey, at the state level, our state legislature would need to say, hey, stop harassing our election workers. Now, we got Claire calling in from Sun Prairie. Evan tells me you are an election worker, Claire. What are your thoughts on this proposal by Madison City officials?
Well, hello. It's been a while since I called in. I started calling in back during the Walker recall days, and back when it was called the mic, 92.7 the mic.
Mm-hmm.
But I was threatened. I set up a table at the town hall parking lot every Saturday during the recall, and on the Saturdays, people in the township had to take their trash to the dump, and I thought that would be a convenient way for people, and I did get about 70 signatures over the several Saturdays that I did that. But every Saturday, I was threatened. People came in and threatened to kill me, whatever, you know, shouting and screaming. The first day, the police had to come and break up a mob that was going to get their shotguns and forcibly remove me from the parking lot. And so I ended up with people coming out to support me and everything, but I was being threatened the whole time. And I was told by the Democratic Party that it was against the law to harass an election worker, which is technically what I was. And so I was taking pictures of license plates and logging down these people and turning that into the Democratic Party for prosecution, whether they wanted to do it or not. But so I guess this new change, they've just increased the fine.
Well, that's what city officials here in Madison are suggesting as a way to crack down on individuals that are harassing election officials in the city of Madison.
Yeah, but it was already against the law.
Oh, yes. The disorderly conduct and harassing election officials would go down as disorderly conduct. What the Madison mayor and the leaders of the Madison City Council are saying is essentially they want to increase that penalty because whether it's not enough of they don't believe the fine is high enough to prevent it from happening or what, but it's also going to be classified as its own form of disorderly conduct now. So if you commit harassment against an election worker, it'll be listed as that rather than just a general disorderly conduct violation.
I guess my main point is it's not new. The Republicans have been doing this since then, you know, the Walker days. It's just going to be worse now.
Yeah, that's absolutely an excellent point, and appreciate your call. It isn't anything new here in the state of Wisconsin. There's been a shift, and I think 2010 and the recall years, and then in 2018 with Republicans just refusing to accept the will of Wisconsin voters when they elected Tony Evers governor, Josh Call attorney general, and said, hey, fine, you're going to elect those candidates instead of our candidates. We're going to strip them from the powers that those offices previously held. We're gonna go into session lame duck, and we are going to remove powers that those executive offices had previously under Brad Schimmel and former Governor Scott Walker. And it's definitely not something new. I think there needs to be some more creative solutions on how to address this, because things aren't getting better in this regard. And I don't know if a stiffer fine is necessarily the only solution, but I'm glad to see that Madison City officials are saying, hey, this is a step we're taking. We'll see if it works, but the other suggestions and proposals out there need to come forward as well. But this is definitely somewhere where we need to see movement on fixing it in the right direction, because as you mentioned, it's definitely not going the right way. Up next this afternoon, we got Kenneth calling in from Stoughton. Kenneth, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to address the question about the lock boxes. I live in rural Stoughton. In fact, I was on the town board for about 20 years. In our town, which is the town of Pleasant Springs, just outside Stoughton, which is about 20 miles from Madison, we end up waiting outside in November for a big election, you know, presidential. Mm-hmm. We end up going out through the town garage where the snowplow trucks are to exit the polling place. I mean, it is not very handy. I'm in my early 70s. My wife is as well. We're perfectly capable, but it's not that easy to vote. The drop boxes were very handy. And this is Dane County. This is 20 miles from the state capitol. And I was on the town board, and I'm familiar with a lot of other town halls and voting situations where it is primitive in the ability to process more than just one or two people at a time. And the drop box, it just frustrates me that the legislatures are going, you know, they think we're going to hook up our mule and take our butter and egg money into town, and Ma and I are going to vote while we're there. I mean, we're in the 21st century. We're not in 1848 when the state was just being created. I don't understand why they don't let government officials, you know, the people who actually do the elections, say, hey, here's a way to make it work. Here's a way to make it work easier. And, you know, let them have at it.
Well, that's what drop boxes were, Kenneth. It was the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the body that Republicans created to put in charge of elections in our state, said, hey, this is what we're going to recommend. We're going to give you guidance on conducting the 2020 elections in the midst of the worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years. And one of the aspects, absentee voting, wasn't something new in 2020. We've been doing it for years, and the fact that the Republicans are so upset that the Wisconsin Elections Commission voted to say, hey, use absentee ballot drop boxes. You fill out your absentee ballot, which we've used for decades here in Wisconsin. Fill that out, and rather than send it in the mail or anything like that, or finding in a lot of rural areas where the clerks don't even have an established office, rather than trying to hand-deliver it to them, here's a really handy way to do it. You know that thing that looks like a mailbox, that serves as a mailbox, but the only person that has the key to it is your election official? Drop your absentee ballots in those. Use those drop boxes and vote safely in the pandemic. And Kenneth, did you feel any less safe that your vote was going to be counted when you dropped it off in a drop box in 2020?
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, the reason I'm calling is I was a town official. I know my wife worked at elections for numbers of years, and I know many clerks and local officials, and I don't, it POs me, to be polite, that the legislature seeks to counter what makes sense and allows people to do things in a relatively modern way. It's just like, It's just very, very frustrating that we make it harder and harder and harder for people to vote, and it ought to be made easier. Just on that same note, I have a brother-in-law that's a nurse, and he and his wife both are, and they work 12-hour shifts sometimes. It's hard to get to the elections on election day. Mm-hmm. So they vote absentee, and a drop box is damn handy for getting it there, because then you don't have to worry about, like in Stoughton, for example, we mail it in the mailbox in the city of Stoughton, and it goes to Milwaukee to be posted, you know, to be postmarked, and then it comes back. It takes 5 to 7 days for it to get someplace sometimes. So anyway, I'm with you 100%. I just, it's frustrating. I've already written to my representatives and my senator.
Yeah, no, I feel your frustration, Kenneth. And I just wanted to know if you felt still secured dropping off your absentee ballot in that drop box, because argument. Go ahead.
100%. I mean, they had it in the lobby of the town hall. I just walked in, put it in, and walked out. Didn't have to have any interaction with, you know, lines and lines of people. Didn't worry about having to mask up to go inside a building or any of that stuff. And so, yeah, I'm very, very confident that didn't go anyplace except inside the town hall to be counted.
Yeah. But one of the arguments that the conservative justices on the Supreme Court decided to make in last Friday's ruling was that it was the absentee ballot drop boxes were an assault on democracy, that it undermines the faith of Wisconsin voters, because you had so many conservative pundits and talking heads and the former president doing that. And so now that argument was brought up by the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I find it fascinating
I would have loved to have been there to call BS on that. I mean, it is just, I'm with you 100%. Anyway, I'll repeat myself and we'll keep talking. Perfect. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Kenneth. Appreciate you calling in this afternoon. You can be like Kenneth from Stoughton. Give me a call, 844-967-2789, because, yeah, we're talking absentee ballot drop boxes. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deadlocked on last night's meeting about codifying last Friday's decision into official guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But I also want to dive a little bit into Tim Michaels and who this candidate is. He's a little bit of an enigma for me. But before we head to the quick break, let's get one more caller in. We got PT calling in. PT, what's on your mind today?
Hey, my message is to voters who are now denied that convenience. Just put it in the mailbox way ahead of time. Just put it in the mailbox. It'll get there. I know it's inconvenient and you want to see it go into a secure drop box, but you know what? Just put it in the mailbox and it'll be fine. The other thing is, this ruling, I think, in my humble opinion, will hurt rural voters more than it will city voters. And I say that because Milwaukee is already planning putting satellite offices all over the city of Milwaukee. Granted, their hours may be more limited than a drop box, but still, they're going to make every effort to make voting easy. And I think the Madison will do the same thing.
Yeah, I definitely believe that there's going to be clerks around the state, PT, that are going to work outside of this decision and try to see what they can do to still make voting easy and accessible for returning absentee ballots and otherwise. And I agree, you should be able to put your absentee ballot in the mail and believe that it's going to get there on time. But it's important to put out as well that in 2020, Trump had Louis DeJoy dismantling key aspects of the U.S. Postal Service, threatening the ability for us to be able to rely on mail getting to where it's supposed to go on time. So I definitely believe we've alleviated some of those problems, but it's still an underlying aspect of the story that needs to be told as well. PT, appreciate your call. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.